When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course, I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the ski and snowboarding or wives you can handle.
And of course, you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
I love Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Whoa, sweet David Steak, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
What the hell goes it? What the hell?
I'm white if I do, white if I don't.
I'm a gobbler.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that noise.
Woohoo.
She's a bitch!
Who?
Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where is that? And Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Can be a shoe shine. I'm white if I do, white if I don't.
A shoe shine.
I know bumps. You could use a bit of a shot.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend?
Pop
yeah.
Out.
Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end?
I don't think coffee works anymore. I need crack.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, welcome to your weekend. Welcome to your Friday morning here on the world famous KROQ. Remember, legal warning before we get into today's show.
Welcome to the Klein Alley Show, where everything you say can and will be used against you.
That
on air.
Very true. So call carefully. 800-520-1067.
Rat Tail's coming, baby.
What was that? What did I say?
Rat Tail's coming, baby.
Oh, the rat tail.
Are you working on that?
Well, I haven't cut my hair since Blind Charlie cut my hair, but
okay.
I will not shave. I don't even know how to grow a rat tail. I guess I have to just cut every other part of my head.
Yeah,
and
I think so.
And
yeah.
Not the back. It's been a while. I will do a rat tail.
That looks so cool, dude. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
you gonna do it for reals?
Of course.
Of course.
Why would I not puss out on that? Of all the dumb, stupid things we've done on the air, we're talking about doing a vasectomy on the air from a blind man, and that one I'm not thrilled about. Going a rat tail seems like nothing. I feel like you guys are just giving me other things to do so that I don't mind the rat tail so much.
If you get the rat tail, it's probably like nature's vasectomy.
That'll keep him away. That's for sure. That really is going to be one other thing that my family is ashamed of. Now, when we leave the house, they all remind me, did you bring your hat? Daddy, where's your hat?
Oh, really?
Oh, wait till the rat tail comes.
I wish they were more supportive. I don't think you look bad.
Only Bruiser. Bruiser loves the shaved head. Bruiser's a big fan of it.
That you were getting treated more poorly with your haircut?
I think people are treating me like I'm more... Yeah,
more of a meathead.
Yeah, people are being less nice to me. Like strangers, I'm saying. Like, yeah. You know, usually, especially in traffic, especially if I'm trying to cut in, I give someone like a friendly wave and they're like, get in here, you. And lately, it's been a lot of people being like, either ignoring me or pass, like being, nope, I'm good. Like, you kind of pull the alley move where they box me out of their lane.
I don't box people out.
You
of
do box
way.
People out. You
if
don't let anyone.
People don't
in.
Have proper blinker technique. I'm over you and I'm going to go
speed
around.
Speed up on purpose.
You
right?
Speed up and you box them out. You said this. That's your move.
Because if I do let them in, they do me wrong. They do me dirty. They slow down or they don't even know they have their blinker on. A lot of people don't have proper blinker technique.
And I'm like the Statue of Liberty. I welcome everyone into my lane. You're poor, you're loser, your car's barely going. Get in front of here. I don't care who you are. I feel like something as simple as that could change someone's day, make them happier. They're like, hey, that complete stranger.
Hey, that skinhead let me over.
Let me into his leg.
What a nice skinhead.
Give him the middle finger and drive off now. That guy would look so much cooler with a rat tail is what they're thinking. Well, anyway, that'll be in the future. So stick with the show just long enough till I grow this rat tail out, and then you can make up your mind officially.
I wonder how the people will treat you when you have a rat tail.
Oh, terribly.
Oh, I feel like certain people will be overly nice to you.
When is the last... Yeah. A serious question. When is the last time any of you have encountered a rat tail in the wild?
Oh, man.
Not since I was a kid.
I don't think I've seen one since, like, third grade. My buddy...
maybe he'll bring it back.
Dave Kletzkin had one. That was it. That's probably the last one I saw.
I think I've seen one before.
And then I think when lice hit the class, I think he had to shave it off. It was a big problem. But ever since then, I don't think anyone has had a rat tail on the planet.
So are you going to grow back your regular haircut and then just also have a rat tail?
That's right. That's right. The more you say it and the more you laugh about it, the more I realize this is a terrible idea.
No, even if it's a baby one, I think it'll be worth it.
Hey, did you hear that our favorite guest ever on this show, Elena Abovian from KTLA, got a job?
I did hear that.
I'm so bummed out. I thought we were going to...
Page 6, I think.
Yeah, if Allie had only gotten knocked up the first time she tried, she'd be out of here on maternity leave already, and we'd have Elena Abovian to look at every morning.
This
but
woman
sadly,
was being offered a job by everybody else in this building.
Yeah.
And she didn't even have to audition or apply.
No, our bosses came in on days that they never are here because they heard she was in the studio.
Our boss texted me personally for her phone number.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And everyone was trying to get Allie all pregnant so she could get the hell out of here, take some of that maternity leave, and we could replace you with Elena Abovian.
Also, one of the only names that you can correctly pronounce every time.
I studied it for hours. Studied it for hours. I want to get every syllable possibly right. And I just saw yesterday, a lot of people were hitting us off going, guys, you snoozed, you lose. Elena Abovian got plucked. But now she's doing...
Yeah, she's got the worst title in history of titles when it comes down to whatever she's doing.
Well, because they invented the job, that's why.
Yeah, what is the job? I think they just wanted to have her around the workplace.
It's something, deals, reviews, and deals bringing them to you. I don't know, man.
Hold on. Let me get
what is the official job title?
I did not understand it.
Is it a fake job?
I don't know.
I don't even think the company understands it. They're like, get over here, you.
Well, that's what our company was going to do. They were just going to offer her something. They didn't even have a job. They're like, just get her around here. She's good for morale.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see what
good
the actual.
That's what they said. They're like, we just need her walking around here. Elena Abovian has now been hired. But we should whatever they're paying her, we should double it. And off, I couldn't find it. That's the thing. I started looking for
really?
It. Well, a lot of people sent me the article. Hey, guys.
What's Page 6? Do you know?
Page six
is a publication.
That's Page 6.
So
is
I
like
think
the,
that's who she's working for.
It's the New York
like
Post and the California Post. But I thought she's doing something for
what?
Los Angeles. Yeah, Page 6 is from the New York Post.
It is?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Page 6.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like their gossip set. It's like, yeah, you won't believe who was at Madison Square Garden at the Knicks game together.
Ah, got it. Okay.
But then I think she got I think she's doing something for Los Angeles Magazine, someone said.
Yes, I see something for LA Magazine.
Hope it's
here.
A pictorial.
So she has like 7 jobs? Everyone hired her.
It's unbelievable. Well, you all made wise decisions. If you're currently looking for a job, just change the name on your resume to Elena Bovian.
Yeah, she's just doing news hits for a few different places. That's crazy.
Well, this just in. She's hot. So hire her immediately. I'm telling you, Allie, you were disappointed that she got hired away.
Well, yeah, of course we all want Elena Bovian around.
Yeah, Vanessa, see if we can have her on to talk about her new job.
Or anything.
Yeah, or just what the weather's going to be like this weekend. Okay? Book her immediately. It's very important. We'll get into a little Allie Knows the News for $500. That's coming up. Good morning. It is KROQ.
Klein, Allie, you know what time it is. It's Friday. $500 Friday.
If you could use an extra $500 right now, and let's be honest, who couldn't? All you have to do is answer some questions about the news and do better than Allie. She is sitting right there fighting with her microphone we speak.
And I'm losing.
Thing lunged at her. Just took her out. So if you want in on this, I recommend you give us a call right now at 800-520-1067. 5 questions about things happening in the world. If you do better than Allie, she will instantly give you $500 on this very special $500 Friday, which will continue after this.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Questions, $500, a little Allie Knows the News action. Of course, people on the phone that want Allie's money. And I don't blame you because everything costs a lot these days, from a tank of gas to even just a sandwich. You want to add avocado, forget it. You got to mortgage your house.
I know. They said inflation is the highest it's been in 4 years.
Feels that way, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really does.
I've been getting so many, we're just notifying you about our price increase emails.
Everyone's doing it now.
$5, $10 here. Everybody is increasing their prices.
And they decide that now's the time because everyone else is doing it, so we might as well do it too. And things that, I go buy the same exact thing that you bought even a year ago. And you're like, it seems like it's more now.
Even Trader Joe's, where I feel like I would
have a certain amount in my head that I would spend every time I went there. One time they were like, and it's, that's $167. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm at Trader Joe's, my friendly neighborhood store.
I know. Costco is my place where I used to always know going in.
Like how much?
Yeah, I kind of had a run.
I mean, it's always
running.
Like $300, but.
It was always somewhere in the 3 to 4 range. And I wouldn't feel good about it, but like lately, like I just crept past 500.
Whoa.
And that was like, it didn't give it anything fun. And by the way, not a good shop, because sometimes I'll leave there and I'll be like, oh, I bought an axe throwing kit. I didn't need that, but I bought it, and maybe that jacked up the price. And then
I get
home and I go, what is here? It's like the boring stuff. Paper towels, toilet paper.
There aren't any axes here.
There's no axes here. I didn't buy one axe. Nothing I could throw. Let's throw toilet paper. That's not as much fun. Let's say good morning to Scott. Give Scott a chance to win $500 of Allie's money. She puts it up for grabs. Not by choice, but because we tell her to. Scott and Tarzana, good morning and welcome to K-Rock for some Allie Knows the News action. Are you feeling smart?
We'll find out today.
All right.
I made it to Camarillo. I'm on the road right now.
On his way to Camarillo
okay.
to take great advantage of that outlet shopping, I'm sure, as Allie is going to leave the K-Rock studios. I've got 5 questions about things happening in the news. All you have to do is answer these questions, answer more of them right than Allie does, and she will pay the people. You are the people. And here we go.
Allie knows the news.
Question number 1. The AMAs are about to give this Billy a Lifetime Achievement Award. Which Billy is going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Music Association?
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. We go to question number 2. From AMA to AMC, AMC theaters are introducing 3 new menu items as they're trying to bring asses back to the theaters. Name one of the new menu items coming to AMC theaters.
This would be a chili cheese flavored popcorn burrito.
Chili cheese flavored popcorn burrito. Hate to be sitting next to that guy. We go to question number 3. Boston is getting excited for the FIFA World Cup, and as a result, they are attempting to build the world's largest what?
The world's largest Lakers trophy, Bostonians.
Go to question number 4.
What the hell?
You're slowly devolving as this round goes on. There is a new thing on the list of things that couples argue about that is on top of the list. This is now the newest thing, the top thing that couples are arguing about based on a new list, new survey that was done, and this leads to more arguments in relationships currently than pretty much anything else. What is it?
It's either the blue thing you put your comb in or a condom vending machine.
Are you listening to the same show that we're currently doing?
Excuse me,
what? All right. And we go to this final question. Question number 5. There's a new dangerous TikTok trend that is sending a lot of kids to the hospital that involves them eating what? And they are now warning kids at school to stop eating this. What is it that kids are eating?
These kids... I know, because I'm a teacher, and I watch it all the freaking time. And these kids cannot stop chewing on their iPad covers.
iPad covers. All right. I got, for the sake of humanity, I hope you're not a teacher. But if you are, thank you for your service. And Allie's re-entering the K-Rock studios right now. She will attempt to answer all these same questions that you just did. And if you somehow do better than her, which would be a miracle, you will get yourself $500. So we are rooting for the player as always. And here we go, Allie, question 1. The AMAs. The AMAs, the American Music Awards, I believe, are about to give this Billy a Lifetime Achievement Award. Which Billy are they honoring with a Lifetime Achievement Award?
I mean, Billy Corgan?
So many Billys you would think would be fitting of that honor. A Billy Joe Armstrong. A Billy Corgan. But he guessed
Idol.
He guessed Billie Eilish.
She hasn't had a lifetime yet.
Right, but it seems like they don't care anymore because they just go, she's 25, give her the award.
Yeah.
But the correct answer, Omar got it. No one else did.
Oh,
Billie Idol is getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. Moving on to question number two. From AMA to AMC, the AMC theaters are introducing three new menu items, trying to get some buzz to get the asses back in the seats at the theaters. What is one item that they're introducing at AMC theaters?
Wangs?
Wangs, did you say?
Wangs.
Wangs?
Wangs.
Are you trying to say wings?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wangs is very different.
That is wrong.
Oh.
He said some sort of a chili cheese dog popcorn.
Whoa.
Which is also wrong.
What a high thought.
They are, of course, going in the pickle trend and doing some dill pickled flavored pretzels.
Oh.
They're doing a hot honey sausage pizza.
Wow.
And they are doing popcorn chicken bites as well. So
everyone's
sadly,
breath is going to greatly improve in the movie theater.
It's going to be a real fart box in that AMC theater pretty soon. But no one gets the point as we go to question number three. Question three, to get ready for the FIFA World Cup, Boston is attempting to build the world's largest what?
Oh, my God.
This is all news, technically, at least in my feed.
Yeah, the world's largest soccer ball?
Any story that involves building the world's largest something, you better believe is getting served right up to me.
Oh, yeah. Klein will love this.
He guessed a trophy, but the correct answer is they are going to, and they are in the process right now of constructing the world's largest soccer ball.
Oh, my God, I was right.
Allie is on the board. The first score, first point goes to Allie with two questions left. Don't worry, you're still alive. Scott, go to question number four. According to a new list of things that relationships couples fight about, this is now the new top thing on the list that is leading to relationships and couples fighting.
If it's what I saw, I wonder if we saw the same thing. Kitchen fights? Fights over the mess in the kitchen?
Okay. He said some weird thing about condom vending machines. But the correct answer is absolutely, it is the mess in the kitchen is the number one thing that is leading to fights in relationships now.
I've had two fights about it this week.
I feel like I also have had a few fights about it, so story tracks. And we go to this final question, and I don't think you have a chance, Scott, but we're rooting for you. Question five. New TikTok trend, very dangerous, has schools warning students to stop eating what?
Squishies?
Oh, that's a great guess. He said iPad covers as a teacher.
Wow, that would be very dumb.
But the correct answer is kids are eating Orbeez. Orbeez are those little water beads that get bigger when they get wet.
Oh, yes.
And apparently kids are eating them, and then they're expanding because they never stop sucking in water, and it's leading to all sorts of problems. And
I think like a Willy Wonka.
I think kids are trying to eat them and then see if they can crap them out, and they're hilarious looking.
Cool.
But schools now have to put out the warning and said, please stop doing this. Well, Scott, sadly, you got nothing right, and what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock?
Can you repeat that?
Oh, boy. What must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock?
The Alley knows the news. Alley knows the news.
Yeah, all right, well.
Repeat that again, sir?
I don't think we heard you. Can you say it clear, please?
Alley knows the news.
There you have it. Another loser. Thank you, Sublime. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. The weekend is finally upon us, and perhaps you have something you're doing this weekend that you're looking forward to. And I think that having no plans at all is also great, because sometimes people say, what do you got planned this weekend? You go, you know what? Nothing. And that feels pretty damn good. And maybe it's nothing by choice, or maybe it's nothing because you couldn't get it together. But I think the worst thing that could happen is that you are presented with good plans, fun plans, something you could do, something you would actually enjoy, and then for whatever reason, you can't do it. Because scheduling, or because kid responsibilities,
out of
or because
town.
You said right. to someone else you'll do something. And I am sadly in a situation this weekend where there's a thing I really want to do and could go to, but I have another thing I have to go to instead that is the exact opposite and something that I have zero interest in going to. And sadly, I don't think
you
I can get out of it.
Switch it. What's the thing you want to go to?
The fight.
Oh, it is the fight. Okay.
I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to go.
The Ronda Rousey Gina Carano fight.
Yeah,
I want to go to that so bad too, and I can't go.
I want to go to.
What's the opposite of that? A hugging match.
The opposite of that, which I will tell you, is the most opposite of that. Of all of the things that I could listen.
Girl slumber party.
One thing that's still not the most opposite. I would actually enjoy that thoroughly. I mean, not. Let me rephrase that. I thought you meant like a hot, like adult slumber party with chicks, like pillow fights and stuff. I didn't realize you meant like young girls. Yes, no, I
did. You not realize that?
I didn't realize that.
Okay.
No, because the fight is happening at Intuit Dome. It's going to be live on Netflix. It's Nate Diaz.
I've never even been to a fight.
Yeah, never been to a fight.
Like, even wrestling, UFC, none of it.
I just went there last weekend to see Nate Bargatze, and it was, but that stadium, that arena, would, it seems like a great place to see a fight based on how it's built, because right, everything kind of very steeply heads towards the center, which is a great place to put the, in this particular case, I think it's a hexagon, not an octagon.
Why?
They, I think, because it's not,
women, you have to have left sides.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They would get lost. So, Allie, I ask you this question. What is the exact opposite of going to a fun fight on a Saturday night? What is the, what is something that I have to do that is not that? And for me, hey, there's nothing I hate more.
God.
I'll give you a hint.
Sound bath?
Let's start at the very beginning.
Oh, no.
A very good place.
Are you going to the Sound of Music?
I am, apparently.
Yay!
No, not yay. Not yay at all. Not
keep,
yay.
Keep, turn it up.
Me, do, re, mi, do, re, mi. The first three notes just happen to be.
I'll be watching the fight on my phone while this is going on in the background.
Wait. Why is your, who are you going with?
Apparently.
Your wife doesn't strike me as a Sound of Music lady.
I'll be going with my gun and one bullet for myself, and it's going to be a great day. One of my kids, I guess they learned this in school, some of these dumbass songs.
Well, yeah, this is like musical 101.
Right.
This is like the first one that you learn about.
And you know where it is, by the way, my least favorite.
Pantages?
My least favorite place.
Yay. That's,
we're at the Pantages.
Why don't you like that place?
Because you buy the snacks and the vodkas, and then you take two steps to the left, and they go, sir?
A guy in a vest goes, mister.
And I go, yeah? He goes, you can't bring that in here. I go, I just bought it from here. What do you mean I can't bring it in there? No food in the theater. I go, you got,
but you like a playbill.
I just bought a double vodka soda to get me through the second boring act. I can't drink it in there? You're going to have to finish it out here, but no, also the doors are closing.
Well, and usually people like you don't do well in these scenarios, too, because you have to really manage your time, right? You have to get your drink, your food, and you have to sit there and you have to drink it until those little lights start flashing.
Oh, it's the most annoying
thing. And then the lights
thing
will start flashing, flicker, and give you anxiety, flicker, flicker, flicker. Make sure you finish your drink before you go in.
There could be people beating the crap out of each other in a ring, and instead, this is what I'm going to have to be watching.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun.
So to sit there was...
Wait, why are you taking your daughter and not your wife?
Oh, we're...
She's going to the fight.
She's going to the fight. She doesn't want to see this either.
Needle pulling thread, la, a note to follow, so...
So I'm going like, the
wait,
fact...
Wait, but is she like a... No, this seems a little early...
The answer is, we're all going. It's a family outing.
Okay, so okay, no one wants to go?
She's not a hardcore fan, your daughter, of Sound of Music,
she
right?
She is a hardcore fan, and apparently...
The older one?
Oh, she is.
The younger one. The younger one.
Bruiser?
And Bruiser would have loved to fight.
I want to see happiness, and I want to see it now.
I said to Bruiser, I said, are you sure you want to go to this? We could go to a fight.
Don't rate me, bitch.
Yeah, and she's like, no, the Sound of Music is here, and apparently it's a big deal, because it's at that theater that we went to one time.
Yeah,
and I said,
it's there at a limited run, probably, like three or four weekends.
I think it's it. And so I'm like, and apparently tickets have been purchased, and that place ain't cheap, by the way.
No, it's really
and
not.
I was like shocked. I was like, I said to my wife, like, how much you pay for these tickets?
Yeah.
And then she told me the price. I go, is that for all of them? She goes, that was for one ticket. I go, what?
Yeah, but that's they need butts in the seats. And they need to make money.
Man, I'm not excited about this.
Maybe I'll go with you.
Yeah, Allie, if you'd like to take my kid, I would much rather go to the fight.
No, hey,
Jan, good morning.
Yes.
Hi, what's up?
You can take your vodka into the theater now. They have lids for them now, so you can take them in.
Is that it? Are you talking at the Pantages? You can bring your vodka into the theater?
Yeah.
When did they change that policy?
Well, they just got lids so that you could see them in.
That was the problem, was lids? All these years?
Yes.
What are we going to do about this? I don't know. Meeting adjourned. We'll figure it out someday.
All right, thank you. That's good news. That put me in a slightly better mood. You know where else I got to drink a lot of vodka? At the goddamn fight.
And you can see people bloodied and stuff.
That's the funny thing is, in my head, I'm going to be picturing people kicking each other's ass while this is going on.
And bread that will bring us back to dough.
Let me
a deer.
Watching this on my phone.
Ray.
K kicking each other's ass.
But I think there is an undertone there with a war going on in the background. It never really surfaces, but it's kind of happening.
There's
in
something
the
about the Nazis in that, I believe.
Yes, there is.
All right, well, at least I'll get a little bit of conflict, I guess. Quick break, back with your news and more now.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's get into some news, then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin. In that hour, we will get you into this Smashing Pumpkins funeral happening on Sunday. This is exclusive, experiential event with the Smashing Pumpkins, and we will get you in. The only way to get in is to win yourself some tickets from us. That'll be happening next hour, and we will bring back a chance for you to go toe-to-toe against your current boss, earn yourself a day off of work, and tickets to the Smashing Pumpkins funeral on Sunday. We got all that to look forward to. That is next hour on the show. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Can you sue somebody if they have no money? What is the point of suing them? Even if they win, even if you win, they can't pay you. So what is going to happen with this new Spirit Airlines lawsuit? Employees are suing Spirit because they didn't give them enough notice that their jobs were going away. They got no last paycheck. They got no pay for their accrued vacation time. And now they're all stuck with no health insurance. And they only got one day's notice, so they're pissed. And here are the details on the lawsuit.
Spirit Airlines is facing a possible class action lawsuit from their former employees who allege that the airline violated federal labor laws when they shut down operations. According to court documents, Spirit informed the employees of the shutdown the day it happened. They allege they have not received their final paychecks and are also owed compensation for unused vacation and sick time. Spirit Airlines declined to comment.
Because no one's there.
Well, the reality is, I guess, if they win the lawsuit, eventually they do have stuff worth money. Those planes are worth something, not much, but something. And then they got to start paying back, you know, they're in debt, right? Tons of debt. So they got to start paying people back. But I guess if the employees win the class action lawsuit, then maybe they get priority. And then when they start selling off the stuff, maybe they get paid first. I don't know how it works.
I don't know. I mean, I know that they can get unemployment because they were all technically fired, but it's not like you can get paid for the, like, people hadn't been paid for the time they worked. They didn't get a final paycheck, and right. They actually worked during that time, and they weren't paid. But I got my money back for my Spirit flight.
Oh, they did reimburse you already?
They reimbursed me $257, and I'm like, why? I thought you had no money.
Right.
And I had already been reimbursed by my credit card company, so I got two reimbursements.
Ew.
What?
And they took one. I mean, Chase realized, and then they took that one back. I know. But
you weren't going to tell them, that's for sure.
I immediately asked Chase for the money. No, right. No. They were like, we figured it out. I'm like, damn it. But I would have gotten money back from my credit card company because I didn't think I was getting money back from Spirit.
Well, right. That was the thought at the beginning. As everyone said, what about these tickets I already paid for?
Yeah. I'm like, let me get reimbursed by my credit card company so you can go pay your employees.
All these people are upset. I paid $34 for my plane ticket. I want my money back.
Where is it? But this is probably going to drag out. There's going to be more and more employees that get added to this, and it'll eventually be class action. And everybody knows class action lawsuits are all worth it, even if you only get $5. I signed up for one today. And I will get $5 if they win. When a trade gets announced in professional sports, it's discussed, it's analyzed for months. But what happens when two zoos do a trade?
This is the greatest story in the world.
Who won the trade? Or is it a wash because it's over the same animal? Two zoos exchanged gorillas.
This is the greatest thing ever. I don't know why they didn't televise this whole exchange. I'm so annoyed that this happened.
Trade them.
It was a straight up an amazing trade. One zoo wanted the gorilla from another zoo for some reason. I don't know what.
Yeah, so
it wasn't getting along with the other animals.
I wonder who you think won out. So the Boston Zoo is sending over a 33-year-old silverback gorilla. And in return, they are getting a younger gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
A 7-year-old male Western Lowland gorilla named Frankie.
But not a silverback.
Not a silverback, which I think the silverbacks are the most desired ones, right? And the 33-year-old. So it's an older silverback gorilla named Little Joe. And he's going to be going over to the other zoo, and they're getting a younger one, but not as a desirable species.
Are they getting like any draft picks with this for future animals, or is this just a straight up gorilla to gorilla trade?
Just a straight up gorilla to gorilla trade. And would you even know the difference if you were at a zoo?
Oh yeah,
you would.
I knew the gorillas at the LA Zoo. I love those gorillas.
So you have a connection to those specific gorillas. If they switched one out, you would be affected by it?
No, but.
Like, I don't see why it matters.
Well, you're saying, well, obviously, I think you would tell the difference between a silverback and a lesser one. Silverbacks are like the beasts. Those are cool. But a 33-year-old maybe doesn't have that much. I don't know. Jake, how long does a silverback gorilla live for?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would think like 50 to 60 years.
How about instead of you thinking it, you look it up? Because
he just told you to look it up.
Yeah, I don't. I clearly.
I don't know. Look it up. That's helpful. Thanks.
Let's see if Jake's close. I bet you he's wrong. I bet you they live to like 100 or something.
Like turtles?
I think they're around.
Those things live forever, dude.
In captivity, too. I mean, we're not talking about the wild. They're at the zoo.
Actually, I was over. It's 35 to 40.
Dude, so this gorilla has like
two years left.
Yeah.
Oh, it says in protection, they can live to their 50s. Mm-hmm. And one can reach 60. So I was kind of right.
It seems like the zoo that got the younger gorilla did better in the trade.
I think so, too. You get a younger gorilla, maybe it's not the hot silverback variety, but you got a younger gorilla.
I can't believe they didn't have to throw in anything else. They didn't have to throw in
a couple of antelope.
Like a flamingo or something. Nothing. They just did straight-up trade. I feel like who did the trade for that other
cool
zoo?
Little red foxes. Every zoo has one of those. Britney Spears is at it again. This is what we signed up for, guys, when we decided to free Britney. This is another incident, this time at a restaurant where she was allegedly wielding a knife while barking at people. Wish I could have been there to see that, but the reps for Britney say that this was completely blown out of proportion, that she wasn't running around with a knife barking at people. She was actually just enjoying. I'm glad we have Klein sound effects for almost every story. She was enjoying a quiet dinner in L.A. with her assistant and her bodyguard, and she was simply telling the story about how her dog was barking at her neighbors while she was cutting her hamburger in half. And that it was just
cut her hamburger in half.
I cut my hamburgers in half.
Why?
So that I can grip it better.
Grip it better?
Yeah, and I can eat from
the
middle.
Was it too heavy? A full burger is too heavy?
Well, you know what I don't like is that when you are eating a hamburger just straight up, you have to kind of cut through, you have to bite through all the bun parts to get to like the real middle, which is the best part. And if you cut in down the middle, you start with the best part, which is the middle of the burger.
Oh, you're a monster. Do you cut your pizza too?
No. Why would I cut my pizza? I'm not an idiot.
Well, you cut your burger in half because you said you can't handle a full-size burger. That's crazy.
I don't like to hold this big, giant thing. I'd rather hold each half, and I would rather start in the middle, which has all the stuff that I want.
But if you cut your burger in half, then you're not going with one of them smash burgers, but you're going with a juicy one. You're kind of basically letting all the juice flow right out. Your water falling out the whole juice.
No, I can see the juice right there. I'm eating the juice because I just cut into it.
I don't know. Judge Allie accordingly, guys. That seems off right there. I don't like that at all. Let's trade
Allie. I stand with Brittany.
Let's trade Allie for that gorilla. We'll take the old one right now. Let's get into a brand new Allie show.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers.
Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.